This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is On Call Radio, talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Check us out on the web. Go to OnCallRadio.com. What are you struggling with? We are here to help, no matter what it is. Helping you go to that next level in your health, to thrive, to get fit, to lose weight, to feel better, to have more energy, and be a better you. That's what it's about anyway. Our bodies were designed to live well, to be healthy, to feel better. And with the foods that we eat every single day, the choices we make to exercise, and the lifestyle habits that we make and create for ourselves, that's going to determine the kind of health we're going to have. Let's kick it off and go with Joan. Hi, Joan.
Women have a slight feminine smell as they old, you know, get older, 60 years or better. And what would be good to help that, I don't know, female body smells that, you know, that we get as we get older. So just want some information on that.
It just depends. I mean, you have to look at what's causing it. And many times, remember, any odor that happens within the body typically comes from the digestive tract. So, for example, if you have bad breath, then typically it's not coming just from your mouth. It's coming from the gut. And usually somebody that has stinky breath is going to have stinky bowels. So the two really go hand in hand. If you start clearing out the bacteria and getting the right kind of bacteria in the digestive tract, clearing that up and causing everything to function at a better level, that's where you begin to get the body to function better. And that odor, even a feminine odor coming from the vaginal area, it can come from yeast. It can come from a lot of different reasons. That's why I always suggest that you, on that, you check with an OBGYN and get with them and talk to them about different options. But I can tell you definitely that from a digestive perspective, until that is taken care of, and until that is managed, until it's monitored, then you're not really going to be able to get your body where it needs to be. And that is really the first key of being successful with it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to OnCallRadio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show, go to the website. All kinds of great information there to help you, to equip you, and to empower you, to help you go to that next level with your health and with your life. That's what this show's about. And what's amazing is our choices and how much they impact our overall health. If you make the right ones, then you can get some really good choices. If you make the wrong ones, then, of course, your body will struggle in a lot of ways. You want to make sure you're making good choices all the way around. Here's some tips that can help with diabetes. So diabetes is one of the top health challenges that we see today. And by making the right kind of choices, we need to be able to understand that being a blood sugar-related issue, we want to focus on a couple of things. Diabetes, some of the must-dos, as I call them, can improve the diabetes health. You've got to focus on your eating habits. So if you get diagnosed, one thing is for sure. Your eating habits are number one. So if you can, the rule of thumb is to balance out a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. So if you put a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together, then the protein or the fat, either one, is going to balance out the carb. So the carbohydrate can raise blood sugar levels. Doesn't matter if it's a sweet potato, an apple, or a baked potato, or a donut. I mean, the reality is it's going to raise blood sugar levels up. And then what happens is if you eat the protein or the fat with it, it will help regulate, moderate, and get those levels to come down so it's not all over the place. When you begin to do that on a regular basis, it begins to keep the body where it needs to be, and you can begin to thrive, begin to live in a very easy manner. So that's the real key of what you want to do as far as eating habits. Now, you can get into the supplements, and you can jump in and start getting using cinnamon and alpha-lipoic acid and vanadyl sulfate, chromium picolinate, and all those work. They're great. But your eating habits and your exercise habits for type 2 diabetes will help win the battle more than just about anything. And those are some of the keys that you want to focus on when you win. Now, the diabetes also, in talking about exercise, one key to remember that's really important. With diabetes type 2, we know that just something basic like 10 minutes of walking each day can make an unbelievable difference in your blood sugar levels. And the whole thing about not eating at night because you're worried about gaining weight, it's one of the wrong things to do. Night eating is one of the best things you can do for somebody that's dealing with diabetes. Why is that? Well, the reason that is because when you eat certain types of foods, not just any kind of food, you can't just have a bunch of donuts before bed. That's not a good thing. But you want to have a protein and a fat together. Because remember, the carbohydrates raise blood sugar, but the proteins and the fat sustain the blood sugar. So there's a difference between the two. So when you eat a protein and you eat a fat, it will sustain blood sugar levels while you sleep. So, for example, a good protein source would be yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, not the kind of sugar in it, and it's not going to taste good. It's bitter. But if you have that, about 8 ounces, 6 to 8 ounces, and you were to have a handful of almonds right before you go to bed, guess what? You're going to maintain lean muscle tissue while you sleep. You're going to potentially help the body to burn off body fat. And you're going to stabilize blood sugar levels. So you're not going to wake up several times throughout the night, because when your blood sugar dips, as you know, it makes you wake up. But when you do that, it'll cause you to help sleep through the night. Plus, you've got calcium in the Greek yogurt that can help too. Now, another is organic cottage cheese. Organic cottage cheese is another great way to do that. And if you have a hard time with yogurt, or if you have a hard time with the milk products, then you can do maybe a protein shake that has no sugar in it. You can do a couple of hard-boiled eggs, 2 or 3 hard-boiled eggs. That's another great snack to have before bed, because you've got the protein, which is going to sustain you. You've got the fat of the yolk, which will sustain you through the night. And then, of course, you've got choline in the egg yolks themselves that will stimulate production of acetylcholine when you sleep. It'll get you into a deeper delta stage of sleep and cause you to sleep very well. So, and reverse or support that aging process, which is pretty incredible on its own. A lot of great tips there, but regulating blood sugar levels while you sleep is really a big key. And with diabetes, one of the things you want to really focus on, and don't cut out the fat. You want about at least 30% of your diet in overall fat. I mean, for me, my body size, I eat around 125 grams of fat a day. You're thinking, oh my goodness, wouldn't that be bad for your heart? But not really. Because when you have healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, it actually helps you to build lean muscle tissue. It helps to support all your hormone functions, and it helps your body have energy levels that it needs to. So fat is good for you. It supports a lot of systems in the body. And the lower fat diet that you have, you're putting yourself in a situation not to be healthy, not to have good brain function, not to have good hormone function. And, you know, again, to win and be healthy, you want to make sure that there's a strong impact in all those areas. So one thing to focus on. Coming up, more calls. We're going to jump in and grab those. And we've got some new research. Our food of the hour, you don't want to miss that either. We've got a superfood that can transform your health when we come back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years. because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
a good idea to take those oils? And my other question is, what would recommend for memory loss? Maybe you can just elaborate on the radio. Thank you.
Oh, sure I can. Sure I can. One of the keys with, I mean, cod liver oil is very good, but there are a lot of essential oils that have been, well, they've really been used for, I mean, they've been used for hundreds of years. But the essential oils like frankincense and myrrh, peppermint oil, there's so many, oregano oil, they've been used in different scenarios. I mean, they can help with bacteria, they can help with viruses, they can help with the immune system. They can help with migraine headaches. I mean, the list really goes on and on of how powerful essential oils are. Now, do they replace medicine in extreme circumstances? No, of course not. But they are natural ways and alternative ways of supporting different ailments in the body. And they've been used for a long time. Some people just, I mean, they swear by them, right? They say that there's nothing better than essential oils. There's whole companies that have done nothing but produce the essential oils and can lead you toward certain areas that it can support the body. So you want to look at and see what companies are doing what and what brands, and just pick one that you like. However, the essential oils themselves are powerful. Now, if you want to talk about fish oil, that's a different category. So the cod liver oil, salmon oil, krill oil, all of those, internally, we need omega-3 fatty acids in a big, big way. And we don't get enough fats in our diet as it is. So getting the right kind of fats in the right way can support the body tremendously, but it's about putting the right kind of nutrition in. And that's why I think that even you throw away pretty much everything. But I like cod liver oil, and I'm just a big fan of it because you get vitamin A, vitamin D, and then you get plenty of the omega-3 fats your body can utilize and absorb. And remember, we're only as good as the food we can utilize and absorb. That's all that the nutrition that we take in is worth. So if you're taking 18 supplements, if they're not absorbing, then you're wasting your time and money. It's about putting everything in that we really can use. And that's an absolute key. 888-283-7272. Give us a call now. We make you part of the show. Now, I see you all waiting there, so hang tight. I'm going to get to you. The first I want to talk about is our food of the hour. Now, the reason is that foods are powerful. Remember, food brings health to the body, or it can take health out of the body. And the decision and choice is up to us. We've got to make sure that we're putting the right kind of foods in. Nobody's forcing us to eat anything for the most part. We make our own choices ourselves. And so we want to make the right kind of choices. And we want to begin to thrive and not just barely make it and get our bodies working at a peak level. So how do you do that, and where do you start? Well, there's a couple of thoughts behind it. Number one is you want to make sure that you're eating the right kind of fats. And today I want to talk about, I think, personally, just a superfood, and it's the avocado. Avocados are powerful. So for heart health, of course, a lot of different studies have been done on the avocados, but they're loaded with fiber, but also vitamin E and vitamin K, and several minerals like potassium and magnesium. And one of the top macronutrients is the dietary fiber, of course, but it's incredible. Wide-ranging anti-inflammatory benefits. Avocados help prevent unwanted inflammation. It's absolutely unquestionable in the world of health research. The term anti-inflammatory is a term that truly applies to avocados. And anti-inflammatory nutrients, they fall into five basic categories. So you've got your phytosterols, carotenoids, you've got non-carotenoid antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, and also the polyhydroxylated fatty alcohols, or the PSAs, as we call them. So the arthritis, which includes both osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, OA and RA, are health issues that have received special research and attention with respect to dietary intake of avocado, and all categories of anti-inflammatory nutrients listed are likely to be involved in the avocado's ability to help prevent osteoarthritis in the future. Now, to optimize the absorption of these carotenoids is another big one. So the alpha-carotenes, beta-carotenes, luteins, astaxanthins, zeaxanthins, all of these are powerful. And the optimal absorption of these fat-soluble phytonutrients requires that just the right amount and the combination of dietary fats be used. So, again, they support cardiovascular health, too. So heart health is a big one with avocados. And they support heart and blood vessels And what's interesting about them, too, they're loaded with omega-3 fats. So we talk about the omega-3s being so powerful. And top, if you just slice up some avocado. So the B vitamins are loaded in them as well. Of course, it's important for lowering homocysteine levels, which can impact the heart. And it's loaded with vitamin B6 and folic acid. So these are all beneficial for overall heart support. Now, with blood sugar regulation, that's another big one. And you can't let that go because it's huge. I mean, people that deal with diabetes, they don't eat enough fats. They don't have the right kind of fats. And so within the relative carb content, avocado boasts of some pretty good nutrition. So it's still in this tree. The avocado contains about 60% of its carbs in the form of 7 carbon sugars, which is very minimal and low on the glycemic scale. Then you got the other aspects of it, which the 7 carbon sugars change from being the predominant form of carbs in the avocado to being the minority about the time that you eat them. So it's pretty incredible. Mostly healthy on the fats. That's what the avocado is good for. And the anti-cancer benefits. So cancer cells have been researched with the use of avocado, and it can actually create cell death. So it increases oxidative stress to the cancer cells and increases what's called apoptosis, which is cell death. So this has been heavily researched with prostate cancer and breast cancer. So the avocado is beneficial, folks, in cancer, as far as eating foods that can promote the body supporting the immune system in the middle of that. So check out some research on avocados, one of the superfoods to include. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least 5 suspicious packages addressed to prominent liberal and Democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contain potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Every day for that encouragement, for that accountability to be able to push you over the top and go to that level that you know you can go to. Why? Because you matter. Because you can. And on this show, we want to help you do that. Go to the website. All the information's there that you need. Of course, we've got all kinds of nutrition store, health store there to check out. And our lifestyle providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about. It can help you and encourage you along the way to really begin to thrive and really begin to go to that level that you need to go to when it comes to your overall health. Go to the phones and talk with Hank now. Hi, Hank.
I had surgery on my L5 back in 2009, and I'm trying to do a job now with a major drive company that I drive and deliver packages. I'm trying to qualify. My L3, L4, and L5 is messed up. I've got some kind of arthritis in my disc, and I'm just trying to find out if I keep doing that work. I'm 41, and like, will it cause me not to be able to walk, or what will happen long term?
Well, the one thing you want to do is have it checked out. I mean, that's the big key. You want to make sure that you get it looked at, and that. I would go to, in that case, with it being more structural in nature, is go to a physician, a chiropractic physician, or an osteopathic physician, a DO, either one. And you may have to get some rehab done with a physical therapist, but that heading that direction will make a big difference. And one thing you want to make sure that you're doing on a regular basis, too, that's so valuable and so important, is the treatment and the therapy is looking at low-level laser therapy because it's invaluable as what it can do. I mean, the laser therapy itself can really help regenerate the area, whether it's a disc that we're dealing with or the nerve itself. All of it is extremely important and valuable at what it can do to your overall health. And, you know, again, some of the areas, too, that you want to look at as far as the rehabilitation is making sure that you're doing everything for flexibility, for strengthening of the area around it, so the muscles in the core need to be strengthened and to remain strong. All of that is going to play a big role in your recovery. So, yeah, I mean, is it something where you can't walk or it's going to be debilitating forever? I don't know. I mean, but the question is, the reason I say that is you need to be able to see the test. You need to be able to look at x-rays, MRIs, whatever needs to be done, and then whoever looks at that can determine the level of where you are. That's where the clinical visit for you is going to be extremely important. And then that way you can have some good solid information to go on and to build a good game plan on. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, you can also get well. So it's all about lifestyle. And it's about the choices we make every single day that will determine the kind of health we're going to have. Something that breaks my heart, I want to jump on for just a moment, is a lot of the eating disorders that we see. So many of our, I mean, young people get involved in them, but also women, a lot of times in their early 20s. And anorexia is a big one that happens quite often. It really, really bothers me because many times it's due to emotional stress. And it's due to situations that their environment lead to, and there's a lot of reasons that can happen. But children can develop anorexia nervosa as an increasing issue with anxiety disorder. So a lot of times it puts you at a higher risk, and death rates can occur even. So one of the broad patterns that are affected by anorexia is the heart. And here's some things that can happen, some notations that you can make if you know someone that's dealing with anorexia, some of the warning signs and what you can look for, and actually what can actually happen to the heart itself. So if someone is dealing with anorexia, then, and this is a distorted self-body image where the person rarely eats and they become very, very thin and almost look emaciated in a lot of ways. But one is a loss of heart muscle. So just like skeletal muscles and arms and legs, heart muscle loses mass. So in patients with long-standing anorexia, the heart walls can thin and they can weaken. The heart chambers then can enlarge. The pumping function of the heart declines with it. The blood pressure begins to fall. The organs that are very sensitive to blood pressure and blood flow, like the kidneys and liver, then begin to fail. And so fortunately, with weight gain and replenishment of the essential vitamins and minerals, the heart muscle can recover. See, so that's the really interesting thing about it, is that the heart can recover, the body can recover, it can regenerate if we give it the right kind of nutrition and come in to intervene. That's why our lifestyle choices are so important. Because if we understand that when we come in, we can make these radical shifts and radical changes, and we really can begin to thrive again, we don't have to be stuck. And if we begin to do that, that's where everything changes. It really is. Abnormal heart rhythms is another one. So when somebody is dealing with anorexia, then abnormal heart rhythms can begin to create. And so blood pressure begins to fall more quickly, and organ failure can develop. Now, another concern is fast abnormal heart rhythms. So people tend to be most sensitive to these types of rhythms when they follow a pattern of binge eating and purging. The electrical aspects of the heart that create heartbeats are critically dependent on these electrolytes. Another one is the loss of autonomic regulation. That's one of the heart and blood vessels. So our bodies do a lot of these things that we're unaware of to help us really function. So, for example, simple act of sitting or standing requires multiple complex changes in the body. And that's why people with anorexia, these reflexes are impaired or even lost. A lot of cognitive changes can happen. Thinking becomes unclear. And the mitral valve prolapse, MVP, is another one. So the heart valve between the upper and the lower chambers, your heart has the different chambers. On the left side of the heart, it's called the mitral valve, and it closes when the lower chamber contracts to pump the blood throughout the body. And the change in the heart muscle mass is really compared to the structure of the heart valve, the closing of the valve. So people with anorexia, about 20% will have a mitral valve prolapse, which unfortunately the heart valve condition appears to persist even after the weight gain. So, which means you don't get it back, typically. So once that's done, it's done. And more people now with anorexia, of course, you're seeing it more and more. With a lot of and there's different reasons for that, different thoughts behind that. But here's some of the basics from the DSM-5, which is a diagnostic manual, but according to the new DSM-5, it says here's the way you diagnose it. Intentional restriction of calories, food, or energy intake to obtain a low body weight, which is defined in a body mass index less than 18.5. Another one is an intense fear of becoming fat or gaining weight, or behavior that prevents normal weight gain despite being underweight, such as excessive exercise, food, restriction, etc. Now, the other is a distorted personal perception of your body shape, weight, and characteristics that result in a negative influence on your self-worth or results in a denial of being underweight. So these are two general forms of anorexia nervosa, and these two are determined in patterns of behavior or symptoms over a three-month period. So, interestingly enough, if you see any of these, even if it's binge eating or purging, if you see any of that, using laxatives, whatever it is, with anyone that you know, contact a physician so they can talk with them and get them into counseling so they can have the help that they need, because it really can turn into a serious, serious situation for so many people. And once that spiral begins to go, unless somebody intervenes and really helps, it's very tragic in a lot of ways. People actually die from this. Really, really bothers them. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Fred now. Hi, Fred.
I was calling about a problem I had with, which was solved by not eating bread and any product with yeast in it. And I've had this problem since high school, and now it's gone. But my question is, will I never be able to eat, you know, yeast bread again? Bread that rises, or is there something I can do to get some tolerance for yeast?
Well, it just depends. I mean, I'm a big fan of just avoiding yeast and really avoiding the gluten more than anything, and cutting out the gluten as much as possible. I mean, you don't have to eliminate it forever, but if you have celiac disease, then yeah, you do. But if you're just more sensitive to it, it's best to avoid it because you'll have better mental clarity, less inflammation in the digestive tract. Those go hand in hand. I mean, if you ever come off gluten for about 8 weeks, which takes about 8 weeks to come out of the system, if you ever go off of it for that period of time, note how you feel. It's always a good little test to see how your body responds. But going off of that for a period of time can really make a big difference. And I would encourage you to at least try that and see how your body responds, how it feels. And you might be pleasantly surprised at the result of that, because when you come off of it, if you've got any kind of brain fog or any type of issues along the way, bloating in the digestive system, a lot of times that will subside. People will feel better and they have more energy. And again, you still have breads and pastas and all that, but they make gluten-free varieties that taste just as good. And again, doing it every now and then is no big deal. It's just the everyday thing that matters. Coming up, more questions about your health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Team members all over the country. Very powerful. out there to be able to help you thrive and not just barely make it. That is what it's all about. Let's go to the phones and kick off with Stan. Hi, Stan.
And I need to talk about gout. I don't know anything about this thing, and I'm just about it's in my big toe, and I was just wondering the do's or don'ts or don't eats or eats. Just something so I can prevent this pain from happening again, because this is some real bad pain, and I'm not getting anywhere with my doctor. So I was wondering what to do and what not to do. And
gout is so painful. I'm telling you, it's one of those. And until you had it, you know someone that's had it. It's incredible. So, one thing you definitely want to work on with gout is making sure that as far as the proteins in the body, they're breaking down. So, what happens with gout is you eat foods like, let's say, you eat a chicken breast or a steak, which is a protein-rich food. So, let's say you eat that. And the deal is, when you eat it, the challenge that we always see, especially when you're dealing with gout, is the body doesn't break all the proteins down. So what it forms is called uric acid crystals. And these uric acid crystals can get down into the joints, the knee, the ankle, the elbow, and they can swell and become very, very painful. And when you see these and they get in and they create all these issues, the pain that it becomes is unbelievable. So the one issue that you want to focus on always is making sure that you're breaking your proteins down effectively. And having enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach is the first way to get that done. And that makes a big impact. Then the other that you want to look at, too, that always helps, is making sure that you get apple cider vinegar, which you can use with your meals. You put it on a salad. You can actually take it, tablespoons of it, with your food, with your meals. And that can make a big impact, too. So it's eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis that matters. And when you start using the right kind of foods in the right way, gout, along with emotional stress, which can trigger some of it, really is the body's inability to break certain foods down. So once you understand that, it's not just this phenomenon, and you need to take medicine for it. The medicine can help during a major flare-up. I'm not saying don't do that. But from a prevention standpoint, moving forward, you definitely want to make sure you have the right kind of nutrition coming in and you're breaking the foods down effectively to be able to win. Okay, I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. And give us a call. Now, when it comes down to exercise, I can't tell you. We have so many people that, you know, they just whine and they complain. Oh, I don't want to do. I can't walk. I can't exercise. I don't have time. If I hear I don't have time one more time, oh, my goodness. I mean, we almost need to create a Big Brother thing. I wish we had buzzers. I always wish I could have, like, a little buzzer that I could put underneath people and hit the button, make them get out of bed early in the morning, go exercise, get up out of your seat at work and at lunchtime and go do something, go walk or go do something productive. I mean, it's just one of those areas where you can eat a chicken breast and some broccoli, but when it comes down to exercise and when it comes down to really getting up a sweat and doing something that's a little bit of hard work, we don't want to do it. And so making a change and transforming your body to where your mindset gets set and you say, okay, I want to get well. I want to lose weight. I want to get fit. I want to be well. That's where it comes. So it comes into the thinking process. But I want to talk about some habits that I believe can help you with creating overall lifestyle change, especially with exercise. So one end of the avoidance of exercise is getting off the couch, obviously, and making things happen. But you have to have some basic parameters in place to be able to win. And people with unhealthy relationship with exercise can know the difference between a couple of different tips. One is between, if you're exercising, working out with weights, it's between a true burn and pain. So here's so much about no pain, no gain. Of course, I'm a big fan of that concept, but I think really redefine it. I mean, a lot of times you want to feel like you worked hard, but you don't want to push too hard where you're hurting the joints or you're pushing past the limits where your body can't recover. Now, the rest days, actually, believe it or not, people that exercise really hard, take rest days. And I'm one of them. So when you work out really hard and you're exhausted, they know it's time to skip a sweat session if you're in pain and you're really tired. So it's kind of like chocolate cake, or it's like a dessert. It's kind of like, you know you want it, and it's delicious, but you know it's not going to be good for you if you eat a piece every single day, or if you eat it, you know, too semi-regularly. So no matter how much you love it, you end up pushing it to the side. Well, the same is true with rest days. You've got to have at least a couple a week. People that are healthy with exercise, they don't just exercise to eat. They eat to exercise. So exercising and eating go hand in hand. They eat a healthy diet and exercise for better performance, better body composition, and to be healthy. So many experts say that scheduling exercise in your day, like any other appointment, help you stick to it in a fitness plan. But there also needs to be some flexibility on scheduling. So one sign it's become too restrictive is if straying away from your usual routine causes you to be extremely upset. So if you get really addicted to it, not a good thing. Be flexible. Don't let it control you. So that's always a big key. They know what they like. Always focus on knowing the differences between the kind of exercises you enjoy and the ones you don't, so you can create a constructible plan that you can easily follow. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.